new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
You spend all this time preparing for a date, and you're like, I put on the best performance of my life.
True.
And then they don't call you back, and that is why we do Blown Off.
You got a lot of questions.
If you've been in that situation, we want to help you out. Hot1015tampabay.com/blown off. Ellen, tell us about Jonathan.
Okay, so we met at a mutual friend's party, and we got teamed up for beer pong.
Ooh.
And we won.
Yes.
I know, yeah, right? We won. It was fun. We had a great time. We were, like, high-fiving, you know, all that stuff. And so to celebrate, you know, we kept drinking, and then we ended up going back to my place.
Oh, get it, girl, yes!
Oh, wow, wow.
You know, yeah, celebratory, right?
Yes!
And so we went back to my place, and I honestly, I don't remember too much, but what I do remember, I really like, and I really wanted to see him again. Like, we had a great time, and he's awesome.
So y'all celebrated the entire night?
Basically.
Yes.
I mean, from what I remember. Let's be honest.
That's the unfortunate part, though. It could have been great, but then you're like, I think it was.
That's, well, that's why I wanted to do it again, you know? I wanted to see him again.
And you haven't heard from him at all?
No, I messaged him on Facebook, and I texted him, and I called him, and he hasn't returned any of my calls or texted me or anything. So it's been, like, 2 weeks.
Oh,
and,
Ellen, on your Facebook message, does it say, like, he saw the message?
Yes, it does.
Oh.
That
is the actual worst.
I get angry. And it doesn't even matter who it is. I see that they saw it. And then, like, a day goes by. I'm like, really? Nothing?
I know.
That's so annoying. Well, Ellen, here's what we'll do, because we're feeling your frustration as well. We're going to try to get Jonathan on the phone to see why he has not contacted you back and read the Facebook message, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5.
I'm on my 14 carats. I'm 14 carats. Doing it up like my eyes. You say I got a touch. So good, so good. Making me wanna leave. So don't. So don't. Gonna wear that dress you like. Skin tight. Do my hair. Feel good,
I just wanna look good for you, good for you.
new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
Ellen met Jonathan at a beer pong party. They were on the same team, and they, air quotes, celebrated back at her place the entire night.
Hey.
I mean, it was a big celebration, apparently.
You know,
I mean, they celebrated all over the place.
No, we got it.
Okay.
I think you're getting a little too excited
I'm
with
sorry.
This.
Sorry, okay. So, Ellen, are you ready for me to call Jonathan to see why you were blown off?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Well, we'll do this. We'll try to get him on the phone. Now, Ellen, let us do the talking at first. That way we can kind of warm him up a little bit. He doesn't get too, you know, ambushed by you.
Hello?
Hey, is this Jonathan?
Yeah.
Hey, beer pong champ.
Oh, hey, we're starting off with that.
Yep.
Jonathan, my name is Miguel. This is Holly. We're from the new Hot 101.5. And we know that you have a Facebook message sitting in your messenger that you have not responded to from one Ellen. And she was curious as why you have not called her back from your date.
Well, she has a tattoo that I don't really like.
What is it of?
Is it a Confederate flag?
It's on the side of her boob, and it is a minion in that movie.
I'm sorry. Is the minion wearing a Confederate flag? No, it's just a minion?
Yeah.
I mean, that's cute. I mean, you know, people really love Despicable Me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what kind of grown-up has a cartoon character tattooed on them. Like, I really don't want to see that ever again, so.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can't, like,
Jonathan,
Ellen is on the phone. Hold on. Ellen, so let's talk about your Despicable Me tattoo, though. What's up? I mean, your minion.
I like the minions. I relate to them, you know?
How do you relate to the minion?
I've been told what to do my entire life, serving others, and now I finally am, like, on my own. Like, they are in, like, the new movie. It's like, they have good intentions, and they're good things, you know, and, like, I just relate to them.
First of all, the fact that you can relate to it is not encouraging. I mean, it's like, if this little tiny thing that runs around, gets in trouble, speaks gibberish, like, that's not...
It's a cartoon.
...something I want.
It is a cartoon, but I can't believe that's the reason why you didn't call me back. I mean, that's...
I don't think I could date someone with a yellow blob on her. I mean, you seem really nice, but no thank you.
It is so freaking offensive. I can't, like, get it removed. That's so mean.
Ellen, it is going to be... No, it is fine. I think you got to rock that minion
long. I don't want to hang with you anyway if you don't support what I put on my body anyway, so...
Girl, you got to
never mind. It's fine. It's fine.
You got
a
minion.
I mean, maybe look around for a guy with a minion tattoo, maybe, if that's your thing. Or dress up someone like a minion before you get to it.
Maybe I would. Maybe I would. Because they can relate. Like, I relate to it.
I mean,
you're messed up.
Oh, dear.
Whatever, man.
Okay, well, it's not a match anyway. I love you guys. Both of you.
I love you guys, too.
Well, thank you.
Not you.
She says she hates you, Jonathan.
Yes! Blown off.
If you missed it, download the Hot 101.5 app now.
Free for your iPhone or Android.